Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here with you for a game preview of the season opener. Finally real football, the Browns and the Jets this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Going into this game, how important is it for the Browns to get some momentum and end this dubious streak of not getting it done in week one?
It's huge. And again, the buildup has been coming. We've made, 12 picks in the NFL draft. We were active in free agency. So there's some excitement and some buzz in this building, new faces, which leads us to a very optimistic approach. So their ability to take the coaching that they've received all week to go out and execute, break the streak, but more so than anything, start a three-game stretch that I believe personally the Cleveland Browns can prevail in all three.
It will be the first time that Mike Pettine goes back to New York as a head coach in the National Football League. It's also the first time that offensive coordinator John DeFilippo will call plays in the National Football League. What is the key to victory for the Browns on offense?
The key to victory on offense, I believe, is to not give the ball away. The New York Jets, a lot like the Cleveland Browns, are a defensive-dominated football team, and so they're going to be very opportunistic and take what we can give. And that's the approach we need to have. Run the football, be strategic with the football, throwing it. Don't take too many shots because they have Darrell Revis, Antonio Cromartie, former Brown Buster screen, so can't turn the ball over offensively.
When you look at this matchup on paper, the Browns wide receivers against Revis, Cromartie, and Buster screen doesn't seem to be favorable. You've got to run the football and then utilize play action, and I think the big plays can come down the seam with your tight ends, Rob Housler, Gary Barnage, Jim Dre, and if Bibbs is active, EJ Bibbs as well. That's where this team needs to exploit the Jets and also utilizing Duke Johnson in the passing game in those matchups on those linebackers. Defensively, what must the Browns do?
Defensively, I believe the Browns have to pressure Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yes, I know we were 30 seconds against the run, and I feel like that's going to be addressed. We drafted Danny Shelton, the signing of Randy Starks, and the overall emphasis that Jim O'Neill has put on stopping the run. They will stop the run. So I believe, what do we do next? That's affect the passer. Not necessarily six sacks, five sacks, but knockdowns, PBUs, batted balls, all the things that frustrate. Get around his legs and in his area. Force him to throw off his back foot to Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, good receivers in the National Football League, but not great, and really make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket.
For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching us here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app, and keep it tuned right here for all the latest on your Cleveland Browns.